Blog Talk Radio.
Turn back on.
you know what I'm saying, furnace broke. So, and come to think about that, for all those people, make sure you get, like, a maintenance plan, you know, yearly maintenance plan on all of your appliances and insurance, whether it's the furnace, whether it's the washer and dryer if you live in a house. If you're a photographer like me, get insurance on your camera so you can get service without paying out your pocket. Get your warranties on your laptops, any type of electronics. That's getting down to business in 2013. Happy birthday, Aaliyah. Happy birthday to you, Aaliyah. Rest in peace. You're gone but not forgotten. Aaliyah was born today, and Aaliyah, today is Aaliyah's birthday, and Aaliyah would have been 34 today, and Aaliyah was like one of the hottest, you know, R&B singers. Your girl could dance, she could sing, you know what I mean, she could do almost everything. She was acting, and I'm telling you, she was like the sexiest vampire in Queen of the Dance, and Aaliyah Donna Huggington was born January 16th, 1979, and she died August 25th, 2001. And you know, and she was an American recording artist, dancer, model, and shout out to Fatima, who used to choreograph from her. She was born in Brooklyn, New York. For all those that didn't know, because I think some people must have thought that she was born somewhere else, but she was born in Brooklyn, New York, and she was raised in Detroit, Michigan. At the age of 10, she was on Star Search back in the day, but that's for the older people like us that know about Star Search. She was on Star Search, and she performed at a concert along Gladys Knight. At the age of 12, she was signed to Jive Records. And her uncle Barry Hankerson, Background Records, introduced her to R. Kelly, who became her mentor. But you know, the R. Kelly, you know, he was back then, he was on his still his child molesting joint. You know, he was trying to talk to, he was talking to Lee. They said they was dating back then. You know, that was a big controversy back then when I was growing up. And they did the song "Age Ain't Nothing But a Number." They did that joint back in the day. And she sold over 3 million copies in the United States and certified double platinum by the Recording Industry Association. Apparently, there was some allegations her and R. Kelly got married. You know, that ended her contract with Jive and Atlantic Records. Aaliyah worked on and recorded products produced record producer Timbaland, Missy Elliott, and her second album, they did 1 in a Million. She sold over 3.1 million copies in the United States, over 8 million copies worldwide. In 2000, Aaliyah appeared in her major film, Romeo Must Die. She was in Romeo Must Die, and she contributed, and that included DMX and Jet Li. She contributed to the film soundtrack, which spawned the single Try Again, the song topped Billboard Hot 100 solely on airplay, making Aaliyah the first artist on Billboard history to achieve this feature. Try Again earned Aaliyah a Grammy Award nomination, Best R&B Vocalist. After completing Romeo Must Die, filmed her part in Queen of the Damned, she released her third and final album, Aaliyah, in July 2001. On August 25th, 2001, Aaliyah and 8 others were killed in an airplane crash in the Bahamas after filming the music video Rock the Boat. The pilot, Luis Morales III, was unlicensed at the time of the accident and had traces of cocaine and alcohol in his system. Aaliyah's family later filled a wrongful death lawsuit against Black Hawk International, which was settled out of court. Since then, Aaliyah's music has continued to achieve commercial success and several releases, Aaliyah has estimated to have sold 24 to 32 million albums worldwide. She has been credited for helping redefine contemporary R&B and hip-hop, earning her the nickname The Princess is R&B and the Queen of Urban Pop. She is listed on Billboard as the 10th most successful R&B female R&B artist in the past 25 years and 27th most successful R&B artist overall. So, you know, Aaliyah, she went in. I mean, Aaliyah was beautiful. Aaliyah had, you know, she had the style. You know, she used to rock the baggy pants. She had no stomach. Her stomach was flat. You know what I'm saying? She could dance her ass off. And she could act, sing, and everything. And she died, and she was only still in her 20s. She died. Aaliyah died at the age of 22. You know what I'm saying? Aaliyah died at the age of 22. And it's sad. You know what I'm saying? 2001, I was still in the military. Aaliyah was, I mean, she was on her way. She was going to surpass Beyonce and everybody else. Sierra kind of came out kind of like trying to be a little Aaliyah, but she could, I mean, nobody could be Aaliyah. Aaliyah was like a Michael, she was like the female Michael Jackson, I think, to me. Like, nobody, she could dance, she had everything. She was a triple threat, and it's sad that, you know, she's gone now. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about Business Wednesdays. Also, we're talking about Aaliyah. What's your fondest memory about Aaliyah? Call in at 347-826-7722. And it's Business Wednesdays. So, y'all heard, up jumps the boogie, boogie jumps the me, up jumps the boogie. We had Missy Elliott, Maganu was in that joint, Timberland, Aaliyah was singing. Missy Elliott was crazy right there. Remember Maganu? This joint right here is We Need a Revolution. This joint was banging, though. Call in at 347-826-7722. Aaliyah, we love you.
Thank you. give me bits and pieces. You trying to blame me when I don't even know the reason. I think it's just the season. Maybe the month, maybe the feeling. Now tell me what's the reason. Stupid, yo, look like it's even. So cut your crying, cut your coughing, cut the wheezing, girl. Put your blame and cut the name and cut the sneaking, girl. I think you need some prayer, better call a deacon, girl. So get your act right or else you won't be speaking, girl. So what's it gonna be? Me and you? Or is it gonna be? Who blames who? I'm tired of these things, I'm tired of these stars. I think I'm gonna give me a drink. I'll call you tomorrow.
I'm
You are now tuned in to Less Radio Online, and you're rocking to Aaliyah right now. We're paying tribute to Aaliyah. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's Business Wednesdays. People are talking about how they can share files and stuff because they got too many files and they don't have an external drive. Try Dropbox. Go log on to Dropbox.com, and it gives you an online storage. So log on to Dropbox or MyBox.com. Log on to there. And the more you share with other people, the more space they give you. So log on to Dropbox.com. Also, people, this year is about branding. You are a brand. Brand yourself. Whether you can go online, you can go via Vistaprint, or you can go to Next Day Flyers. And, you know, you can go ahead and get, you know, some business cards done, along with some business cards, you know, get some flyers done. You know, now they have, you know, the pop-up banners that are vinyl that actually, you know, stand up like stands and stuff. Get some posters. You can get some yard signs. Make yourself visible to your audience. Social network. You got to go harder to paint. Constantly keeping out content for people to check out and look. Even the dumbest things, people are on it. So definitely go ahead and make your visibility, you know, mean something. Are You That Somebody, Rocks the Boat, Hot Like Fire. And, you know, one of my favorites, too, was, you know, If Your Girl Only Knew. So we're going to play that joint, and we're going to come right back on Less Radio 9. If Your Girl Only Knew.
I'm rapping without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step, step two, step two.
What up? It's your boy Quan Lee, Quan Lee TV and all that, you know, NYC leader in urban media. And right now I'm hanging out with my homegirl, Lushy Lush. You already know what it is. Chip.
You already know what it is, man. At first you don't just succeed, dust yourself off and try again. That was Aaliyah. You know, today she would have been 34 years old. 34, Aaliyah. Beautiful, talented, and taken away from us at a young age. And not too long ago after that, you know, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, we lost her in April. But we're celebrating Aaliyah, her life. Aaliyah, you know, definitely broke the mold for a lot of female, you know, pop and hip-hop R&B artists, you know. So she, I mean, Queen of the Damned, I mean, she made being a vampire look sexy as I don't know what. I wanted to be a vampire. She was Akasha, you know, the queen of the dance. She was hot. I always had the hottest stomach. I used to wear the half shirts, the halter top, and the baggy pants because, you know, I loved me some Aaliyah. And I also loved, you know what I'm saying, TLC. They was rocking the same situation, too. And, you know what I'm saying, Aaliyah just, you know, every song had a different, you know, meaning to it. And Aaliyah just, like, almost all the songs that Aaliyah dropped were, like, hot. She, like, went platinum for a lot of her songs. And she had the illest dance instructor, Fatima, and I always wanted to be one of her dancers. That's back then when I wanted to dance for real, for real. And she had so much. She was so beautiful. business-wise, you try your business, you know, you tried your business last year. It didn't do well. You didn't make a dollar out of it. Now, this year, it's time to start focusing on how do I make money off of what I'm doing, you know, because it's a waste of time if you're sitting here investing, and you're not making anything. You have to get some type of turnaround and some type of revenue coming in. Sometimes you might even have to sit down and do a survey of your target market and your demographics and who you're targeting in order to figure out how do I, you know, structure my business in order to target the certain people that I need to target in my industry. You know, if you're a photographer, and because there's a whole bunch of different types of photographers. There's photographers that shoot everything, and then there's photographers that just specialize in children photography. So you're going to try to see if you have people that have, you know, children or want to do family portraits and things like that. So you would target people like that. Models, if you do more of like the glamour shots and more model pictures, you would target a lot of models. Maybe you would go on, sign up for Model Mayhem, and, you know, you'll find a lot of models that will contact you from there. Sometimes you have to place yourself in certain areas in order for you to conduct or get business. Right now in this year, in 2013, simplicity is the best, especially with your websites. Individually, you have to put your mindset in the consumer. The consumer wants to be able to go to a website, whether it's on their smartphone or wherever, and they want to be able to go to the site, go in, see what they need to see, and come out. They don't want to have to wait 3 years for the site to load because you got all this flash and craziness going on where they can't get in, and then chances are their computer shuts down or something. So we need to keep it a little bit more simplistic and make it easier. And speaking of businesses and websites, log on to www.e2k. I'm sitting here thinking about just E2K. E2K Enterprises is our sponsor tonight, but it's www.emmae2k.com, our sponsor for tonight. She is one of our fellow hostesses, and she hosts each and every Monday with me on Motivational Mondays, and that's from 10 to 11 a.m. in the morning. And she has her own show on Tuesdays, which is called The Queen's Lounge, and that was last night. She did a great interview, hot show, and we celebrated Mr. Martin Luther King Jr. yesterday. And her show was from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., so check her out on those 2 days. And we also have somebody join the board, Miss Jossie, which will be having a show on each and every Thursday called Season Radio, playing a little bit of those oldie but goodies, you know, for you guys. And don't forget, on Fridays, you know, it's Hot or Not Fridays on the show. We got celebrity interviews. This Friday, we have Miss Stax from out of Alabama. We have Miss Stax live in the building. Big shout out to Miss Photographics, Ashley, for the graphic work for the new mixtape with DJ Reasons called Avenue Music. So this Friday, we have Miss Stax, a recording artist. Independent artists, and we also have super producer Music Maestro live in the building with us this Friday. So tune into that show. It's going to be from 6 o'clock all the way to nine. Yeah, from 6 to 9. It's going to be a hot show. And artists, submit your music at lushradioonline@gmail.com, and you'll get an automatic response to tell you what you need to do in order for you to be featured on the show. It's a lot of things going on this year. They're talking about bans on, you know, weapons and stuff and everything. Obama was talking about doing gun laws, and a lot of the children came up. They had some children giving him suggestions on doing critical backgrounds. I think and I feel that, you know, there needs to be serious background checks. Not to be biased because I am military, but I think even military people still, too, should get background check, too. But we're actually trained to use weapons. And you have civilians, and I think there should be a psychological test given to people before they're able to use a weapon, because if they have any trace of, like, a depression or psychological problems, I don't think that they should have a weapon. They should be not. They should never have access to a weapon. And maybe there should be limitations on the amount of weapons certain people should have, you know, unless you're a government employee or prior service and stuff. Regular civilians, I doubt, should have that many weapons on them. That's just my point of view on that. Business-wise, also, tax season. Some people have been complaining. They're saying that, oh, the taxes, yeah, Congress still hasn't figured out what they want to do. There's going to be a delay. They said that we can't process until the end of January the 30th because they still have some stuff they have to deal with for processing our tax refund checks. I haven't gotten my W-2, so, you know, I'm kind of tight, you know, because I'm ready to cash that check. I'm ready to go shopping. But I still got to save some. So this year, like I said, even though you might want to splurge a little bit, make sure that you save for that rainy day. Or pay up, you know, my thing is, like, pay in advance. Like, if you know you're not going to have money, like, a couple months later down the road, pay up your cell phone bills a couple of months early. So then whatever extra money is in you, you don't have to worry about your cell phone bill. Pay up your rent maybe 2 or 3 months ahead just to take care of that so you won't stress about that. You know what I mean? Just little bills that you feel like maybe, you know, you might be short or a situation might happen or whatever. Just, you know what I'm saying, you'd rather be safe than sorry. So I'm talking about business at the end of the day. And tonight, this is Business Wednesdays. So call in. I want to know what your fondest memory of Aaliyah was when you guys were growing up, when you were listening to Aaliyah. And also, we're talking about business. In 2013, what is your goal and how are you going about achieving your goal when it comes to your business? Are you reconstructing your business? Have you made money since 2012 or have you lost money? So now it's time to go back to the drawing board. Let's talk about business. Call in at 347-826-7722. We see a caller on the line from the 240. Caller, we're going to come back to you in a few minutes. Stay on the line. We're going to go to Aaliyah, four-page letter, and we're going to be back. And we're also having we're also going to have a business owner live on the line talking to us about some hot new creations with bow ties. You know, my whole thing is bow ties this year. I got bows on the fingers, bows on my necks, bows everywhere, bows, and we're going to come right back talking about some bows. But we're going to go to a four-page letter, and we're going to come right back with the call on the line from the 240 DMV. What up?
Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more. I love and dance.
which was one of my favorites back in the day when I used to dance. I used to love to dance, man. That's why I was wanted to be a choreographer, just like Fatima. And I wanted to be a backup dancer for Aaliyah and Janet Jackson. And I wanted to be on Soul Train. But, you know, I'm older now, you know, in my 30s and stuff, you know. Me and Aaliyah would have been in the same age bracket and stuff, you know. I didn't know Aaliyah was born in Brooklyn, so that was a new fact and stuff. She was born in Brooklyn and raised in Detroit. But call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us your fondest memory of Aaliyah. And we're talking about business. We got a caller live on the line. Caller live on the line from the 240. What it do, baby? Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brian. I'm calling from PG, Prince George's County, Pretty Girl County, whatever you might want to call it, in the DMV.
How are you doing, Mr. Brian?
I'm good. And yourself? How about you?
I'm doing great. You know, we're celebrating Aaliyah's birthday today.
We definitely are. We definitely are. She's truly going to be, or truly is missed, has been missed for quite some time. Definitely was a great loss.
What are your fondest memories of Aaliyah?
Oh man, I don't have one specific one.
What was your favorite song from her?
I think the most memorable one would be Four Page Letter. That normally sticks in my head quite often.
Did you get your groove on off that joint?
Definitely did. Brought back a few little memories there. So yeah, definitely.
I'm not even gonna ask you where you was at when you heard that song. Memory came up.
To be honest, I can't. It's been a minute, so I can't really recall it too well, but.
Oh, you can't recall the girl that was in the situation, but you could.
Yeah, you know, you might want to say that too. You can say that too.
Oh man, so Mr. Brian, you're on the day, which it's Business Wednesdays, and we talk about business and everything like that. You have this wonderful concept you got going on. You know, even though this is, I call it the Year of the Bows, because I'm into the whole bow thing right now. And Mr. Brian wears a lot of hot bow ties, but he's created a whole new style of bow ties. Can you talk to us about it, Mr. Brian?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I did notice that you do tend to rock the bow ties. You said that was going to be your theme pretty much, at least for the year, if now and beyond. But I actually do wear traditional bow ties. But I kind of got a little bored with the regular style or type or the ones that you can purchase in most stores. So I decided I would create my own. They're rather unique, kind of hard to explain. Most people need a visual, but they're actual wire bow ties. Like I said, they have like a three-dimensional type of see-through type of thing going on. Like I said, you definitely have to see it to get the true feel and understand what I'm talking about. Definitely something that almost everybody has never seen before. A lot of people, they just get them just because they're unique. They're definitely conversational pieces, no matter where you go, whether in your formal setting or no matter where it is. So it's just definitely something different, just something creative. Like I said, I started out of pure boredom, basically.
And besides that, he also makes great cheesecakes. Also, another business he does, homemade cheesecakes. Also, but back to the bows. The bows, I saw them and I was like, because he first asked, he's like, "Are you into bows and stuff?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" I was like, "Yeah," and then I saw exactly what he was talking about on his. He has these bows that are actually, it's almost like copper wire, and he bends them and he turns them into bows from different colors, different designs. He can have them wiggly. He can put different ornaments and stuff on there. He had a Hello Kitty one. I mean, it's a unisex bow. And he's expanding into the earrings and the hair bows and things like that. And I thought it was unique, and I'm actually going to have him as actually one of our sponsors on Lush Radio Online. And you'll be seeing me rocking one of his pieces, maybe several of his pieces on the show, and I'll be posting them on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. If somebody wanted to, get, are they made by request, or you already have some in stock, or how does it work, Mr. Brian?
They are made by request. Most people, they just like what they see, so they just ask me to do whatever I want to do, just kind of free-handed. But they are made to order. I don't have any that are just laying around, but like you said, they're definitely unisex. I've done sports team themes. I've done holiday themes. I've done, if you're from the islands, different locations or wherever you might be from, your flag, whatever tradition that you might have. Like you said, I've done ones for the ladies as well. Yes, ladies, you do wear bow ties. I actually just did a piece. Shout outs to any of the AKAs. Their Founders Day was yesterday. I actually made several for some AKAs as well. They even come and are available for kids as well too. I make them in small children sizes. But if they wanted to check that out or pick some up, they can definitely reach out to me at nottied@yahoo.com. That's KNOT_TIED@yahoo.com. I can also be reached on Instagram at IAMKNOTTIED. So those are pretty much the ways to reach me. Maybe even check some of them out to get a better feel and understand what we're talking about.
I'm actually gonna get one of the pictures of the bows so people can kind of like check it out and see what he's talking about, and then you guys can kind of see it on him so you can see what it looks like. I'm posting it on my Facebook page, so if you guys can log on to my Facebook page, you guys can see exactly what the bows look like. And it comes in all kind of assorted colors, designs, and things like that. So it's not, like, limited to just, one type of color. It's different types of designs. You can tell him exactly what you want, and he'll do it for you. So, and He's the man with the bow ties. He's the bow tie man. Definitely. And the bow ties are definitely, they're cute. They're very cute. And he rocks them. And I'll have some soon. And he also makes the sweet potato pies, like I said. Now, quick question. You know, you said you got bored and everything and stuff. Where do you see yourself with your business and down the road along the way?
I'm trying to get together with some folks now and trying to actually push this to the point of actually getting it into an actual retail store. So that's my next goal. I'm working on trying to reach out to a few people. Definitely open to any ideas and suggestions. If you know somebody, I'm all ears. Like I said, you can definitely reach me. You can email me and reach out to me that way. I'm definitely always open for suggestions, but I'm definitely trying to push and get it out there. Like I said, that idea itself is something that, at least according to everybody that I've come in contact with, has never seen before. And I've yet to come across anybody, even if it isn't for them, they've yet to hate the concept of it. So, like I said, I'm definitely trying to push and get it into at least some type of store setting, and even possibly down the line a chain of stores or something like that. So that's where I see myself.
What do you call the bow ties? What do you call the company and everything?
It's just like my email. It's Knot Tied. It's Knot with a K-N-O-T, because obviously, as the name says, they're not traditional ties. I'm a little off at sometimes, so I'm not what you would consider just, you know, sticking to, I guess, society's straight cookie cutter. I'm not, you know, I have the cookie cutter mold there, so to speak. So I tend to be a little bit different. I like to do my own thing, obviously. Like most people, they say they haven't seen that before. That's something a little unique there. And again, the bow ties themselves, they obviously, you're not going to be able to tie those very well. So that's where the name, the concept comes from. So.
And you know what's good about the bow ties, the way it's set. It's easy. It's not like you actually have to tie it or anything. It's already made, and all you have to do is just strap the collar on underneath your collar shirt, and it's just simple. And it makes your collar look sexy. It makes your shirt look sexy.
It does. And they're easy to, like you said, it's easy. They're not heavy. They work for everybody, any and everybody. Like I said, I have anybody from 2-year-olds wearing them up to females and beyond. So, you know, it really doesn't matter who you are, what age group you are, what gender you are. You know, they're unisex, and every age can pretty much appreciate and wear them.
Business tips for going into 2013, we are in. What are some of the business tips that you would like to throw out there? Two of them, two big business tips that you would like to throw out there for the people that are trying to get into business or looking into start a business venture?
I would say one main thing, especially if it's something that isn't common, it's rather unique, much like myself, don't give up on your dream. Like, if that's something that you see and you have an idea, you very well might not get rich from it. If that's your goal and your intent, you might have already set yourself up for failure to begin with, but at the same token, if it's something that you know in your heart and your mind that you want to do, go for it. You know, if somebody tells you you're a fool or, you know, it's stupid or whatever the case might be, just keep pursuing it. If that's something that you feel that you want to do, don't let anybody deter you from it. Because in the end, it's all about self-satisfaction. That's pretty much a major one right there.
And your second one?
I'm trying to pull one out of the sky right now for you.
I'll put you on the spot today.
You did a little bit. It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good because I popped your cherry today. This is your first interview, so I popped your cherry. It's all good though.
Yeah, it's all good. But I was actually listening to one of your previous broadcasts, and it was made mention of a team. You know, like I said, on top of not letting anybody deter you, that's gonna happen. Of course, you know. There's haters everywhere, is everybody knows. So with that being said, you know, you need to surround yourself with not only people that are, even if they're not going to be with your immediate team themselves, make sure you have a nice support group. If they're actually helping you with your business, fine. But if their part in your business is just to support you, and nothing more, that's fine too. But just make sure you surround yourself with good people.
That's what I'm talking about. And on that note, you can stay on the line with us, Mr. Brown. We're going to go to another song from Aaliyah, One in a Million, and we'll be right back. And you're listening to www.lessradioonline.com. Business Wednesdays. Get your business on.
Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Don't forget tonight, it's All The Way Live, the release party for Lena Chase. She just did the Straight Stunt Magazine. Go to Stadium tonight and go celebrate with Lena Chase tonight at Stadium Nightclub. It's going down. Also, big shout out to everybody that's tuned in to www.lushradioonline.com. Also, log on to www.blackblakmarigold.com for all your production needs in the DMV. Log on to www.emmae2k.com for your inspirational words. And don't forget to sign her guest book. And also, don't forget to log on to twochicksinthecamera.com if you're looking for your photography needs. Lush Radio Online has so many things going on this year. Inaugural weekend, we just celebrated our man, Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, and today we're celebrating Aaliyah's birthday. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about business. You're... Mr. Brian, you still on the line with us, Mr. Brian?
I'm still here.
Still on the line with us? That's what I'm talking about, man. This is what we do. People are already asking me they want one. They want a bow tie. I posted it on Facebook, and somebody wants one.
That's what's up right there. That's what's up. Like I said, they can
What's the contact information you want me to give to them to contact you for the boat?
My email, you can reach me by email. It's KNOT underscore. TIED.
IED.
@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com to get your bows made today. So you heard that from your man, Mr. Brian. It's KNOT_TIED@yahoo.com and get your bows today and tell them you heard them. You heard it from Lush Radio Online.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And ask for Brian, and you know he'll tell you the rest of the stuff you need to do in order to receive your bow tie. He works really fast, actually. So, you know, get your bow tie done. And, you know what I'm saying? And we encourage you guys to post your pictures. You know, post your pictures. Once you get your bow tie and you receive your bow tie, you know, spread the word. Also, we're talking about business. You know, my thing with business is basically invest in yourself. You know, no one's going to invest in you but you. So you have to invest in yourself. Make yourself visible this year, you know, whether it's doing a commercial, whether it's, you know, doing flyers, business cards. And let me tell you something. Just because you have a business card or just because someone says they – just because someone has a business card does not mean they actually have a business, okay? I'm asking people to verify people nowadays because there are some suspect people out here. Especially in the DMV. and worldwide, internationally, there are some suspect people out here that quote-unquote state that they have a business, but one, we don't have an LLC. I can show you my articles of incorporation, and I pay taxes, and I get a nice refund check for doing my business. Okay? So... another thing, you know, they don't have a license to do business. So make sure you verify some of these people. Make sure they have a legit company. Make sure they're not somebody you're paying money to, and then the next day you call them and it says the phone number is disconnected or somebody done packed up and left and you done went to the office and it says for sale, you know. So verify these people. And make sure that you're not getting got. If you already got got in 2012, it's not the year to take an L or get got this year. Okay, so you know, let's just be about business. Also, look the part. Don't go and sit down and ask for somebody to invest money. You're looking for investors this year, right, to invest in your business. Yeah, you spent a lot of money out your pocket, but now you want an investor, right? Okay, how do I approach an investor? You know, you have a lot of people that have seed money that, you know, they might have extra money and they want to invest in something. There's plenty of different sites you can use to look for, you know, people that, that have capital that want to invest in something, but they want to turn around. But in order for them to invest in you, they have to see a proposal or at least a written out business plan with some projections and stuff, all right? So you need to dress the part. You can't come there with your pants hanging and them tight pants on like they painted on and you know, your breasts hanging out, you know, and you know, you have to be dressed in a suit. You have to look like you're about business. Everything needs to be black and white. We can't just, it's good to have the gift of gab, but it's also good to have something on black and white so they can read and they can follow you and understand and say, hey, this person is serious. So the first thing I suggest, like I said, is for venture capitalists that might want to invest in your business is write out a business plan. The World Wide Web is free. You can go online and you can download a template or samples of templates or even spend the money and buy a sample of a business plan, right? And you basically, you know, manipulate it to the best you can. Think about a synopsis of projections of what you think is going to cost you to create the business, do the business, and everything like that in order for you to do the business in the correct fashion, right? So basically doing the business, making sure that you're able to do the business in a correct fashion. Also on top of that, you know, you also want to also write your mission statement. What's your mission statement in regards to your business and also the type of ways you're going to use to market your business and things of that sort, your target market and your demographics. All of this is going to be included in your business plan when you present this to your venture capitalist or your investor that you're trying to get a proposal for. Make two copies of it, make several copies of it so, you know, and also before you even show anybody the business plan, make sure you have your own DVA, you know what I'm saying, which is basically, you know, a confidentiality agreement, basically meaning that anything we discuss in this meeting between you and that individual stays within that meeting and it's not shared with anybody else. Because you have people that will sit down with you and talk a good game, and they'll share your idea or even take your idea and use it for themselves, for their own benefit. So even if you have a patent, maybe you have a patent for an invention or something you came with, make sure a person signs a DVA before you commence talking to them about anything. I suggest that to anybody, you know, because people will steal your ideas. So with that, you can sue the person, because you already stated to them basically anything that was discussed right now at the moment cannot be shared with anyone else, right? So you got a DVA. You can download that online, or you can email us at lustradioonline@gmail.com, and I can give you that, or I can create one for you if needed that, you know, if need be. And also, you know, you have the business plan. So these are the things that you're going to present, but also, if you already have a concept of what you're trying to do and stuff, it's good to have a visual. Create an EPK, an electronic press kit. It's not just for record labels. It's not just for artists. It's not just for models. You can use it for your small business. It's basically your bio on visual, and you can either do a little slight video commercial. You can put together a slideshow, a presentation, and put it on a disc, pop it in, and show it to them while they're sitting there reading at the same time. Because once you have your stuff together, you basically have the upper hand and you look professional and you look like you know what you're talking about. You never want to go into a meeting with somebody that's trying to ask for money in order, because some people start businesses without even putting any money down. They have venture capitalists that invest money and now they have profited from the businesses, you know. But understand, some businesses may fail and some businesses may flourish. But you have to be willing to take that risk, and you have to do your research. Do your research on whatever market you're trying to get into. And a good way to do the research to find out about your demographics is do a survey. You can go in online, you can get SurveyMonkey, which is free, and other survey programs, and you can send it out to people via email so you can find out the type of people, if you're dealing with single moms, single fathers, single family homes, gay marriages, middle class people, or you listen to people that make six figures, or people that are pet owners, people that are models, people that are designers, whoever your target market is, you need to do a survey to find out exactly what you're doing. This is marketing 101, and also supply and demand. What are you offering that is so that people are demanding and need, and that there's a want? And what are they willing to pay for it? Supply and demand is the big thing that you structure on. Supply and demand. Do you have something that people are willing to pay for, you know, at the end of the day? Because at the end result, it's all about making money. So let me know what you think. Call in at 347-826-7722. What do you plan on doing to step your business up to the next level? Mr. Brian, some of the things that I touched on, did you want to, comment on it? I guess we lost Mr. Brian. But like I said, call it at 347-826-7722. And we're talking about business, getting your business together. And that's the main thing in regards to, in 2013, making your visibility better, presenting yourself to venture capitalists and stuff like that. And what do you have to offer your consumer? What do you have to offer your consumer that they have to buy it? You know, Apple created a great scheme. And, when they target people, if you notice with, like, the iPad and stuff like that, they have the white screen and all you can – the white screen is plain white, and all you can focus on is that iPad. And they direct your eyesight to that item, that product they're trying to sell. And when they first created, with the Macintosh, they created the computer, which were majority in the schools and stuff like that. And then they started getting to the G4s and the laptops and the MacBook Pros. So, and this is the only company that I know that can discontinue a laptop like every 6 months. You know, other companies take another year or so. Every 6 months, they're coming out with something new. The only thing that they take the longest to come out with is their iPhones. But they've gone for, they actually created almost close to the first MP3 player, and you got the iPhone, the MP3 player, and all that stuff. And they always have something that's missing from the other one that they upgrade, another app or something like that, which therefore, it's almost like a cycle, and we're almost like, excuse my language, like crackheads to the situation. It's like we have to have the next child that they give birth to in the Apple, in the Apple market. And the basic thing with Apple is their scheme is to basically be innovators, and having your business, you're an innovator. You're creating something that people have to have when it comes to business. And if you don't know what society is looking for or needs, because we go through periods in our lives when society goes through different evolutions. You know, there's certain things they want, there's certain things they need. Okay, let's take for instance hair weave, right? At one time we were cool with the wigs. Then we were cool. Then we started doing the sewing weaves, and we just only wanted the human hair. Then we made a transition, and then we wanted the Remy hair. We wanted the Remy hair, and we would pay all this money for the Remy hair. Now people are going crazy for the Brazilian and Malaysian hair. So now everyone's selling hair. Everybody and their mother's selling hair. the supply and demand. The crazy thing is the demand for this hair is insane. It got to the point that it's insane that they actually robbed a company that was selling hair, and they stole like maybe like 22,000, a couple thousand worth, don't quote me on this, of hair. And because of demand, it's so demand, if you see everywhere on your Instagram, you're seeing everyone wearing this Brazilian hair or Malaysian hair to the point, or Peruvian hair, that they have to have this hair. And it's insane. So the supply and demand, people are willing to spend their last in order to get this hair. Because one thing you can't take, hair, having your hair done is one thing that's one thing that will never die. You know what I'm saying? Women always want to smell good, so you're always going to have the perfume market. Clothing, people are always want to get clothes and stuff like that. You know, new nail designs and different things like that. People are willing to spend. If you study economics, you know what people are willing to spend. Anything, even their last, in order to get what they want. So know what you have as the seller for the buyer. What do you have that is for demand for them? Because basically you're selling yourself as a brand. You are the brand, and you're selling that. You know, Dr. Dre Beats, right? It's funny because everybody, they love Beats. So I have a pair, I have two, three pair of Beats. And Beats, everyone is like, oh, Dr. Dre, but listen, he stamped his name on Beats. But if you notice, and everybody, if you have a pair of Beats, look on your Beats headphones on the headphone part on the side where the rim where you put on your head. If you notice, there's a little, like, M sign from Monster. Monster is the actual company that owns Beats. Dr. Dre threw his name on there, but he gets a percentage, but he doesn't own Beats. Beats headphones are Monster headphones. And you know the crazy thing? This is the psychological part of it. You have Monster headphones that are sitting right next to Beat headphones, right? And they might be slightly cheaper, same sound quality and everything, but it's just because he branded his name on Beat headphones and they used the proper marketing of using artists and other popular people in order to sell the product. So you have the same product, but because it has a different name on it, you buy that. And a lot of people don't even know that. You can go and buy Monster, and it's the same quality. You know, so it's all about branding and what people are willing to spend, willing to spend on their stuff. So that's basically it, supply and demand, and that's when it comes to business. And we're going to go to another song from Aaliyah. Happy birthday, Aaliyah, and you know we miss you. And since we said that, I'm going to play your song from I Miss You, which is from Aaliyah, and we're going to come right back. Don't forget to log on to www.lessradioonline.com, at Less Radio Online, at MAE2K, and we're live on Less Radio Online. Don't forget to check out DJ Reasons, your favorite white boy, at DReasons88. And we're going to go ahead and go to this song right here from Aaliyah, I Miss You.
Thank you.
your heart's still mine. Wanna cry sometimes.
Now I'm sitting here
thinking about you and the days we used to share. It's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do. I'm just wondering if you still care. I don't wanna let you know that it's killing me. I know you got another life. You gotta concentrate, baby.
wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's also pictures on.
Just another Romeo, the shoe you passed. all I need is get high. You got it, so put your number in this camera phone, and we can live like the camera's on. No script though, these boys claiming they ball got no grip though. My flow switch mode, it's so schizo. So I'm the one that your girl blow kiss for. You gotta love me, cold world, no snuggie. Baddest girl tug me, my mind on you though. You hoping I'm the one, but I already knew though. It ain't no secret that I get around, true. But girl, you make me wanna settle down with you. Get a crib with a view, lay up in the bed, make a kid, make a two. All my ex-girlfriends don't have to get a clue, cause the rumors that you heard about is true.
I said I only wanna give it to you, and I want you more than the new pair of shoes. I only wanna give it to you, and I'll show you how it to feel like I do.
Located on my Facebook page, check that out. Also, you know what I'm saying, for hot jewelry, you know what I'm saying, everybody looking for some hot, sexy jewelry and everything like that, check out Pink, My Pink Lush. My Pink Lush, you know what I'm saying, I'm Lush, My Pink Lush. on Twitter, mypinklush.com, mypinklush on Instagram. And they got some hot, sexy jewelry, from earrings to bracelets to all the chunky jewelry to, you know, all the gold, the vintage gold that everybody's rocking now and stuff. So check them out. And tell them that Lush sent you, mypinklush.com, and tell them you heard it from Lush Radio Online. Also, on top of that, don't forget to visit WE2K.com. Also, pre-Valentine's Day parties is going down. We have an exclusive, you know what I'm saying, exotic dancer event that's going down in February. It's a couples event. You can come out, bring your ones. It's free drinks all night long and free food all night long. And it's $30. And, you know, you can come as a couple, come as yourself. But it's going to be a whole bunch of fun pre-Valentine's Day jump off. I know it's going to be a whole bunch of inaugural parties, a whole bunch of inaugural events. People already started sending me stuff about the inaugural. Also, don't forget that All-Stars is in Houston February, on Valentine's, actually, February the 14th through the 17th, All-Stars. So you guys that are getting, you know, ready for All-Stars, All-Stars is in Houston from February 14th to the 17th, All-Star Weekend. Also, you're looking to go to the Grammys, VIP tickets are $200, and, you know, VIP plus after party is $2,000. You want information on that, contact us here at lushradioonline@gmail.com if you're looking to get into that situation. Also, on top of that, check out all of our archive, you know, interviews on lushradioonline.com. Check out the archive interviews. We have those. Look out for our new website that's going to be coming and launching soon. So look for that. Ms. Jossie will be joining on board with our company, and she'll be doing seasoned radio on Thursday nights. Also, check out blackmarigold.com, blakmarigold.com, for all of your engineering needs. Also, check out quanleetv.com, quanleetv. Also, another sponsor, Heads Up ENT. Check out for Avenue Music by DJ Reasons, sponsored by Lush Radio Online and Heads Up ENT. And shout out to Miss Photographics for all of your graphic needs. Contact us here at lushradioonline@gmail.com. If you need any graphics, business cards, mixtape covers done, you know, we'll get that done for you. You know, so it's all about business. And speaking of business, like, we redesigned, you know, the whole Lush Radio logo. We have the traditional logo, but this is more of, you know, the new innovative logo that we have now. So we're pushing forward with that, you know, and branding it on shirts and different things like that. And I implore everybody to have your own external drive or flash drive everywhere you go, because you never know when you want to drop some information and things like that. Dropbox, get Dropbox. Also, go on to LegalZoom. You can get all the articles in corporation, all the business papers you need to incorporate your business. Or you can go to your local state administration building in the DMV. You go down to Baltimore and you go, and you can have at least like $200 to $300. The only time it starts costing a little bit more money is when you get DBAs. DBAs. DBAs are doing business as. That's the acronym, DBA, doing business as. Meaning your trade name. So I have Diverse Media Group, LLC, which is the umbrella company. My DBA, doing business as Lush Radio Online. So that's the parent company, you know. So that's how you do business. If I wanted to have Lush Wear underneath, that would be another DBA. Might pay $75, depending on where it is. A lot of people say it is cheaper, though. If you don't want to really pay taxes and stuff, it's cheaper to do it in Delaware. You get an address in Delaware somewhere, you do it in Delaware, an LLC, you incorporate in Delaware, it's definitely cheaper. Invest in getting a P.O. box for your business. It's always good to get a P.O. box. Yeah, you can have an actual, if you don't have like a suite or a residential area or a place where you actually have an office, it's good to have a P.O. box, because you don't always want to have everybody to have like your actual, you know, information and things like that. Other than that, yeah, so like I said, you get a P.O. box. Also, for all those people that didn't know, because a lot of people, you guys have PayPal accounts, and you do not know, everybody's transferring their money into their bank account from PayPal. But instead of doing that and all the hassle, get the PayPal debit card. The PayPal debit card, if it's located, if you look at their products on PayPal, it says PayPal debit card, which is free. All you have to do is fill in the information, and they'll send it to you free. And you have easy access to your card. And you can keep your personal account, but always get a PayPal business one. Yeah, they might take a little change, but you can tell your client they'll have to pay for that as a tax, and therefore you get all of your money. So like I said, PayPal, get your debit card so you can have instant access to your money instead of transferring and waiting 3 to 7 business days to get your money. Also, PayPal itself has their own swiper card. Just like you have the Square, they have their own swiper. But you have to have a business, and you have to explain to them what the business is before they issue out the swiper to you. So these are some of the things that I just hit you on to. Or you can get the Square, which you can, you know, swipe cards. There's no excuse why you can't accept money from people with their cards. And they also tell you if it declines. So don't lie and say, hey, I got my card, I got money on it. They'll tell me if you declined or not. So you have the Square, you have the Intuit, and you have the PayPal swiper. So you can look into those. And the apps are free for your iPhone, iPad, and stuff, and you can swipe on the go. But make sure you have internet and Wi-Fi on your phone. Another thing, you know, try to make sure that your websites and whatever business you have is interactive, it's mobile, it's able for people to access it via phone. Because as we move more into business, as we move more into innovation and evolution of America itself and its technology, we're using even the smallest, simplest things in order to access everything. So the more advanced we get in the phones and the smartphones, they're basically mini computers. People are getting phones / tablets. I just can't walk around with a big old phone. That's just me. It's not cute. Yeah, I like dainty stuff. I might bedazzle it. But, So like I said, with the phones, they're becoming basically mini computers. To advance it and advance it more so, make sure that you're able to run with the times. Maybe make sure that you're able to, basically adjust. And, you know, Bruce Lee said, you know, be like water. You know, if water goes into a cup, it becomes a cup. If water is the ocean, it becomes the ocean. Be able to adapt to any situation. Books, again, that I tell you to check out is Do You by Russell Simmons. You know, Who Moved My Cheese, another book, The 48 Laws of Power, you know, The Secret. Some books I suggest for you guys to read, just, you know, enhancing your business sense, and just, you know, pick up, a magazine that deals with money, Forbes, you know, look at some of the stock markets and stuff. Maybe you want to play around with, you know, the penny stocks and see what you can do with it, you know. So there's no reason why you can't become financially content in your life. So Lush Radio Online, we're out of here. Peace, love, and all that. And we're going to play some Aaliyah. And I'm about to leave off, you know what I'm saying? Check out the show on Friday, Lush Radio Online. And if you don't succeed, like they said, brush yourself off and try again. Aaliyah, happy birthday, and we're out of here.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat. Step two. Pinky, baby girl.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate, let you in, know it to be yourself, or play a role, tell all the boys, I keep it low, if I say no, will you turn away, or play me off, or would you say, oh, don't you think I'm good? To me, but I can't let it go so easy.
not till I see what this could be. Could be eternity or just a week. You know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. What about the next day? You don't wanna throw it all away.